we allow ourselves to shine, as we allow ourselves to shimmer. So we want to remember that we are frequency, that we're light, that we're energetic illumination. And the more that we allow ourselves to establish that lightness, to establish that power, to establish that wholeness, to establish that new scenery, we're going to come into our new resurrected claim. So when they're saying they're a new resurrected claim, we want to remember it's a resurrection of consciousness. So we're moving into our higher establishment. We're moving into our higher placement. We're moving into our higher advantage. So when they're saying higher advantage, we want to remember that there are many different energetic representations of who we are. So we can be in our highest acknowledgement, or we can be close to our ego and suffering and lost and frustrated. And so they're reminding us, they're basically saying jingle bells. And what they mean by that is they're reminding us to ring that bell, to ring our fancy, to enlighten our entitlement, to our enlighten our gaze. So when they're saying enlighten our gaze, we want to remember that the light is upon us, waiting for us to get used to it, waiting for us to avail ourselves of it, waiting for us to agree to shine, to agree to shimmer. And so we're the ones that want to allow that new ministry, that want to allow that new establishment to take wholeness, to take place, and allow it to, how would I say this, like to come into its fullest endeavor, to come into its fullest proximity, to come into its fullest extreme delight, to come into its fullest extreme display. So when I say fullest extreme delight and fullest extreme display, there are these dragons, or like, I guess they're like fire dragons, that are bringing forth that quickened claim. So when I'm receiving these dragons, it's like they're clearing the atmosphere, they're clearing the way. So we want to remember, they're saying, to make ourselves useful. In essence, we want to agree with that new statement. We want to agree with that new outlook. We want to agree with that new highest approach. And so we want to remember that we have many different stations. In other words, we can stay in the past, we can stay in the darkness, or we can agree with that sunshine. So we want to remember that there's an action step involved. There's an action step involved in allowing that truest claim, in allowing that truest light, in allowing that true daybreak to occur, that is going to bring us our highest satisfaction, that is going to bring us our highest ministry, that's going to bring us to our highest placement at last. So allow yourselves to shine, allow yourselves to irradiate, allow yourselves to illuminate, and allow yourselves to align with your highest counsel. So we want to remember that separation is getting thinner and thinner day by day by day. So when we align with our higher counsel, we're already there. So we're there, but we're the ones that want to agree with it. We're the ones that want to stay complete. And so when they're saying stay complete, it's almost like my ear is ready to listen, is ready to know. And so all of these energies, it's like moving beyond the past tense. Like when I'm receiving it energetically, it's going beyond, it's moving beyond, it's aligning further. So it's like this energy of new discovery. So we're definitely not staying in the same place. We're definitely not staying unaware. We're moving into new currency, new timetable, new exposure. So we really want to feel that, like a change of heart or new consideration or new birth or rebirth. But anything where it's like you may feel like you're in the same seat, but you're in a brand new vicinity. So allow that new delight, allow that new exposure, and now that new sinking to occur with ease, to occur with grace. In English, it doesn't have to be hard. It's simply taking your focus, taking your awareness, and allowing yourself to smile, allowing yourself to illuminate. So when I'm receiving it, any kind of martyrdom or any kind of I need to sit and be punished longer, or I don't deserve it, or I'm too late, any kind of like false energy like that, just imagine it dropping or moving out of the way so love can pass by. So we really want to understand the power that's inside of us now. When we choose the light, when we choose love, we choose new circumstances. We choose new scenery. So we want to remember that we are the creator. We're the ones creating with the light. We're the ones creating new reality. We're the ones creating anew. So receive, receive, receive. Oh, so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so it is.